Well, Independence Day celebrations are underway in the US, complete with tanks on the National Mall, a giant Trump baby balloon in the sky, and even a speech by a president. Crowds braved heavy rain and some lightning to hear President Donald Trump promise a mission to Mars. And despite the independence theme, heavy military displays drew inevitable comparisons with parades from less democratic nations. Louise Creeley has the story.
An afternoon downpour drenched 4th of July crowds in Washington, but the rain didn't dampen the dreams or ambitious promises of the 45th President of the United States.
I want you to know that we're going to be back on the moon very soon, and someday soon we will plant the American flag on Mars. It's happening, Gene. It's happening.
Donald Trump made the address at the Lincoln Memorial, a rare move for an American president to usually avoid taking part in the Independence Day celebrations to avoid politicising the event or making it into a military spectacle. Many in the crowd were unhappy with the president taking centre stage.
I don't think the 4th of July should be politicised like it has been this year, because it's a national holiday and it's just celebrating like American independence, not one political party over the other. And there shouldn't be tanks in the Capitol for this, because that's just not normal.
David Smith is a senior lecturer at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
There have been military vehicles that have essentially been used as props for Donald Trump's speech. So there were two armoured vehicles. There have been a few other armoured vehicles around DC, but there hasn't really been a military parade of the kind that he wanted. The geography doesn't allow it. The military probably wouldn't be happy about it taking place, even with the use of armoured vehicles in DC today in a very limited role. There were people in the military who expressed concern about it. And of course, the cost becomes astronomical.
Many felt the event echoed parades held in dictatorships.
I'm just out here with some friends protesting what we think is a pretty autocratic way of celebrating Independence Day. You know, you see this whole military parade thing and it kind of reminds you of North Korea or Nazi Germany. But we just don't think it's right.
Trump! 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 Trump!
But the Trump faithful were still out in force.
I truly believe that this president and those that back him are saving this country. I do believe that we are on a downward spiral, and I don't like the way things have been going.
It's a great thing to bring our country together. And everybody has fought for this country. They love this country. It's a great honor for us people to get together and celebrate our country.
A pro-Trump supporter ending Louise Creeley's report.